Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and thanks for joining us for another First 30. One of the things that makes this so exciting is that it's the opportunity to get ridiculously practical to help prepare you for this new season of life away at the university or even if you're commuting to school. Here's a question for you. Have you ever been blindfolded? Well, of course you have, right? I remember as a kid playing pin the tail on the donkey. You put the blindfold on, spin you around three times. You got to go pin the tail on the donkey, right? And nobody ever makes it unless it's that dude that always cheats with the blindfold. Remember that guy? Yeah. Well, I wonder at times if when we're blindfolded, we recognize how hard it is because we can hear everyone, but we can't see what's going on. You know, this can lead us to trip over a chair, run into a friend. Maybe it will cause us to trip over something. There's always something funny going to happen when you're blindfolded, or there's always something bad that's going to happen. Have you ever thought about the fact that a lot of folks hit the university on a new campus or a new stage in life, and they approach dating blindfolded? There's a lot of folks that are dating just for fun. They might take the time to get to know the person they're dating, or they just assume since that person they're dating is good looking or gives them goosebumps that the relationship is meant to be. I mean, before you know it, they've jumped wholeheartedly into a relationship with someone they hardly know. Dating blindfolded like this can bring some pretty disastrous results, especially while you're getting used to a new stage of life. I wanted to offer a few things that you might find helpful before jumping into a relationship with someone else. They seem practical and they might even seem foolish, but when you put them to work and you put them all together as a package, you'll find that it's a pretty good working list for relationships that matter. Number one, do they love God? I mean, this should be a real deal breaker for you. If you're a follower of Jesus and the person you're dating doesn't love God, then I want you to know that if they will know right off, are they the kind of person that are challenging you to grow closer to God or to run away from God? You're headed toward a relationship disaster unless they love God. Number two, do they value what you do? Find out if your values are compatible. It's one thing to see somebody and absolutely think, man, they are perfect. They look just right. I mean, it feels like everything about them is perfect. Make sure you get to know what you value so that you can know what they value. And when those values come together, then something really magical might happen. But if it doesn't, you're headed toward a relationship disaster. Here's the third one. What is their drama level? Okay, now, before you jump into this, we might need to look in the mirror and say, what's my drama level? Are they in crisis mode in their life? And you like things that are more low-key, but all their world is always ramped up? Then be warned, you're headed towards a relationship disaster. Number four, what do other people think? Do your folks like this person? Do your friends, your best friends like this person? I mean, the people that know you the best can often warn you about relationship blind spots. You don't have to play pin the tail on the donkey because, frankly, others might love you enough to give you an honest feedback on that person. Don't forget to pay attention to those who know you best. And then finally, number five, have you given the relationship to God? Have you asked God if this is the right relationship for you? Now, I know you're probably saying, Chuck, dude, all I want to do is go see a movie and have dinner. Okay, no sweat, I get it. But if you don't get God involved in your relationships of all kinds, and maybe especially this kind, you're certainly headed toward, you guessed it, relationship disaster. It's easy to get wrapped up with all the emotions and the excitement that come with a new relationship. And a lot of times, all these emotions can lead you to forget about God, and He is on the periphery of your life as you get all goosebumped and excited about this person. But listen, friend, a relationship should reflect your walk with Christ. A relationship that matters, that should last over the test of time, shouldn't pull you away from Jesus. It ought to drive you closer to Jesus. If you start dating someone and realize that you're coming to church less and less, you're reading your Bible less and less, you're falling away from the things of God more and more, you're dating blindfolded, and you might be dating the donkey that you're trying to pin the tail on. Your relationships ought to be pushing you toward the things of God, not away. And if the relationship you're in is pulling you away from the things of God, it's time to seriously reevaluate the relationship for any area in which you might be dating blindfolded. You might actually hit the target, and you might pin the pin with the tail on the donkey, and it might be your relationship. Listen to what Scripture says in Matthew 6:33. Seek the kingdom of God above all else. which means above anybody you're dating, above any other friendship you have, and live righteously, and He will give you everything you need, including the relationship you desperately want. Listen, as you go out there and live this week, as you get out there and go after the day, lay claim to the fact that God has exactly who you're to have, and don't try to get ahead of Him. Don't pin the tail on the wrong donkey. You don't have to live blindfolded. Thanks for listening to the Top 30. And make sure as you listen to all of these and you go through and listen to these first 30 opportunities, share them with friends and family. Thanks so much for listening to us, guys. We pray for you often, and we can't wait to see you when you get back in town. Bye now.